Catherine. The executives couldn't agree on which of Catherine's features presented the biggest problem. There were so many. First, she was old, ancient, at least by Silicon Valley standards. Catherine was 57. More important, she had no real high-tech experience other than serving as a board member of Trinity Systems, a large technology company in San Francisco. Most of her career had been spent in operational roles with decidedly low-tech companies, the most notable of which was an automobile manufacturer. But more than her age or experience, Catherine just didn't seem to fit the decision tech culture. She had started her career in the military, then married a teacher and basketball coach at a local high school. After raising three boys, she taught seventh grade for a few years until she discovered her affinity for business. At the age of 37, Catherine enrolled in a three-year business school night program, which she completed a semester early at Cal State Hayward, which was not exactly Harvard or Stanford. She then spent the next 15 years in and around manufacturing until her retirement at the age of 54. The fact that Catherine was a woman was never an issue for the executive team. Two of them were women themselves. With much of their collective experience coming from the somewhat progressive world of high tech, most had worked for women at some time during their careers. But even if her gender had been a problem for anyone on the team, it would have been dwarfed by her glaring cultural mismatch. There was just no mistaking the fact that, on paper, Catherine was an old-school, blue-collarish executive. That presented a stark contrast to the decision tech executives and middle managers, most of whom had little experience working outside of the valley. Some of them even liked to brag that they hadn't worn a suit outside of a wedding since graduating from college. It was no surprise that, after first reading her resume, board members questioned the chairman's sanity when he suggested they hire Catherine, but he eventually wore them down. For one, the board believed their chairman when he flat out assured them that Catherine would succeed. Second, he had been known to have extremely good instincts about people, notwithstanding the problem with Jeff. He certainly wouldn't make two mistakes in a row, they reasoned. But perhaps, most important of all, though no one would admit it, Decision Tech was in a desperate situation. The chairman insisted that there weren't too many capable executives willing to take on such a messy job, given the current state of affairs at the scarred company. "We should consider ourselves lucky to have such a capable leader as Catherine available," he successfully argued. Whether or not that was true, the chairman was determined to hire someone he knew and could trust. When he called Catherine to tell her about the job, he certainly could not have known that he would be regretting the decision just a few weeks later. Rationale. No one was more surprised about the offer than Catherine. Although she had known the chairman for many years on a personal level, Catherine had actually first met him when her husband coached his oldest son in high school, she could not have imagined that he thought so highly of her as an executive. Most of the relationship had been social, centering around family, school, and local athletics. Catherine assumed that the chairman had little idea about her life outside her role as a mother and coach's wife. In fact, the chairman had followed Catherine's career with interest over the years, amazed at how successful she had become with such relatively modest training. In less than 5 years, she had become chief operating officer of the Bay Area's only automobile manufacturing plant, a U.S.-Japanese joint venture. She held that job for the better part of a decade and made the plant one of the most successful cooperative enterprises in the country. And while the chairman knew little about the car industry, he knew one thing about Catherine that convinced him she was perfect to fix the problems at Decision Tech. She had an amazing gift for building teams.